I started doing this academic year is I started hosting a CPESN API rotation. In Florida, we have rotations that are 6-week blocks. And so this really is an elective API rotation or experience, and the students had to apply to be a part of it to make sure it'd be a good fit and some of those kind of pieces. But my vision for the API was to have students help be extenders and implementers of the Flip the Pharmacy program. And so the student and I, we spent some time talking about CPESN and who we are and what we do and engaging from a network level. But also the student spends a couple of days a week at a practice site that's a CPESN pharmacy that is also involved in Flip the Pharmacy. And so the student becomes well-versed in the change package. They can kind of cross-pollinate from the different practice sites that they're at and share best practices, help create tip sheets and different resources for the pharmacies, can help them enter some of their e-care plans. So really just serving as an extender. From what I've heard from the students is it's been a really positive experience for them too, seeing how pharmacies can mobilize and do something like this together and how they can be a piece or a part of that has been really rewarding for them. And I think they've been really important to helping us really maximize our time and our resources as a team in Florida.
Yeah, and I concur. The students have developed resources. One of the students came in and I had an API student and she spent time with her and kind of like spent 2 hours with her, I think, just showing her how to do the e-care plans. And that's helpful too. You know, having that resource is so helpful. And the students have been so excited. It's great to see like every one of them is just on fire for CPESN and Flip the Pharmacy. I mean, it's so cool to see, like, they're all staying engaged after their rotation. They all are. They want to be on calls. They want to be involved. Like, while they're in school, no matter what rotation they're on, they all have remained plugged in, which is super cool. So it's been great.
That's really exciting, too, because sometimes it's hard to get students engaged in what's happening at your pharmacy if they're not really, you know, feeling that type of pharmacy. So it's nice to hear about something that's really engaging that they're connecting with.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, just to see them like longitudinally themselves want to stay involved has been, and several of them have actually ended up with positions in community pharmacies too. So, you know, they can apply what they're learning as while they're still in school, but apply it to where their workplace is. So that's been great too.
I think that it's helpful for the students because they see it from an implementation perspective when they go to the practice site. So they see how can we actually have a conversation with a patient about their blood pressure or about the opioid medication that they're taking. So they see that clinical example, but also with a rotation like this, they get to take a step back and really think about why are we implementing it this way? Why was the change package created this way? We've been given a curriculum. How can we implement that? So they get to see some of the why behind it. I can just see their wheels spinning and turning, thinking about some of the administrative pieces behind it. And I'm hopeful that as they go out and they do their residencies or they get their jobs whenever they finish, that they'll maintain that mindset and trying to understand the why behind, you know, the things that we're doing and how they can be an influencer. So it's been one of the most rewarding things of my job is working with the students, and their energy is just through the roof. As Teresa mentioned, it's really exciting for me too as a preceptor.
So this appears to be nationwide because I know Ryan, you're doing some of that in Indiana. There's folks in Florida, nationwide. So if somebody wanted to be involved, how could they learn more? How would they, you know, find out more if they want to be involved, they want to sign up to start doing this at their pharmacy, where can they go?
So I think one of the biggest benefits of this program, so we've talked about how we have pharmacies that are enrolled in the program, and that's true. And essentially those pharmacies that are enrolled, they're accountable to submit their care plans and to implement the innovation. They get a coach that goes to their pharmacy and engages with their team. However, the change packages and the resources are publicly available to anyone, anywhere who wants to access them. And they are posted pretty timely. Normally we have the initiatives that last for one calendar month. And so those get posted very early in the beginning of the month on the flipthepharmacy.com website. So if somebody, even if they're not formally a part of the program, they do have access to those materials. They can download the change packages. They can decide amongst their pharmacy teams if they want to implement the intervention, how they want to do it. They can access all the resources and the tools. the tip sheets and all those sorts of things that are available to our program, to our pharmacies that are formally enrolled in the program. They're available to anyone. So I would say that's probably a good first step. I don't know if you have anything to add on top of that, Teresa.
Well, I just wanted to touch base on the fact that to be part of Flip the Pharmacy initially in this combo with CPSN and the Community Pharmacy Foundation, it was a competitive grant process. So we had to apply, and we have, in Florida, we've now been awarded twice. So we cohort one and cohort two. So kudos to Laura and Dr. Erin Dorval, who is the other coach on our team, for all their work to put the package together to be competitive and to win. Benefit of being an accepted team in the cohort is that we have this accountability. So believe me, the accountability is a big piece. I know that she's going to be emailing me. I know that I'm going to be on a webinar every month. I know that I am being benchmarked and compared to not only my team, but the whole country. That's a big deal. And it's a big deal to my team too. So that helps a lot. It doesn't discount the fact that those programs are out there, and I think that it is really cool. So pharmacies who have not had the chance to apply, anybody can do it. I just think that that's great, but the accountability piece really adds a lot to it. So anyway, we're super excited to be part of it.
Yeah, I would just add to that really briefly too. You know, for us, I'm a very open communicator, and transparency is really important. So that's how I like to operate on my team, sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse. But all the teams that apply, they are kind of individual entities within their team. So the structure of how their leads operate and their coaches operate may be different from Florida to Georgia to Indiana, for example. But I agree. I think that accountability is probably the main driving factor. From what I've seen as a coach, most pharmacies, like students, they want a positive report. And so if they know that they're going to be held accountable, then they'll work towards that.
Laura shows us reports every month of how our team is performing and then how we're performing against the whole country. So she's got a lot of pride in making sure that Team Florida is always doing a really good job.
Well, thank you both for sharing so much information. I'm a new coach for Flip the Pharmacy, so I'm going to use this as a pedestal to ask a lot of questions to Laura and Teresa in the future. But thank you so much for sharing your expertise and knowledge base for our preceptor group so that they can learn more about Flip the Pharmacy.
Sure. If I could just interject one more thing, because I know we've talked about how to get involved, and I mentioned the flipthepharmacy.com website, which once you go onto that website, it does have like a landing homepage, but there also are tabs to several other pages. And I just wanted to say that that's where you can access the change packages from if you wanted to download those from month to month. In addition to that, there's also a section on that website called Latest News. And under there, they have links to newsletters kind of at the end of the month. The national team kind of puts a newsletter together. They also have some highlights from the Flip the Pharmacy social media pages as well as blog posts. Those blog posts are a really good place to look for ideas from pharmacies specifically. Those are written by pharmacists and pharmacy teams whenever something cool or innovative has happened. It comes from any of the teams across the country. Sometimes there are testimonials about how some pharmacies have done good things and even best practices sharing. So I just wanted to make sure I highlighted that too, because that's a really great place to find a lot of information.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Teresa, so much for sharing your expertise and your story, really, about what Flip the Pharmacy means to you.
Sure. Thanks for the invite. And we are believers and ambassadors, and we will continue to be out here pushing this, because we really believe that this is going to be one of the ways that community practice is going to be transformed and change that business model, really get to some value-based payment for pharmacy, and get away from some of the other insanity that's going on right now.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Pharmacy Preceptor Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like or subscribe. We would love your feedback on topics that interest you and how we can make this podcast better. Please submit your comments to help us deliver content that best serves you. Thank you, everyone.